Did you ever have blacktop?
Oh yeah, got it. After that, in the 50s, they started using blacktop.
Uh-huh.
Now there's number 3 across over here on the Dog Road. It's all blacktop. And most of these roads in the county are blacktop.
They put the blacktop over the concrete?
No, over the gravel.
Over gravel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what, did you have anything called a lane, say a something, a little road that would run?
From one house to the other?
One house to the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that that wasn't a public road, it was?
Well, yeah, they were, you could travel them. Of course now they call them turn roads now.
Oh.
Those days, just go from one house to the other.
Uh-huh. And,
what you call now is just like, had a house over there that had a turret on it. You call that's a lane down to the other house, you see.
Oh. Would that be fenced on
both
sides? Wooden?
No, it didn't have no fence.
Uh-huh. You ever use the word byway in the old
yeah,
days?
Yeah, byway.
Was that the same?
That's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How did you, when you get stuck in those dirt roads, how did you get out?
Got mules to pull you out.
Did you have to do some pushing? Or?
No, well, some of them you could get by them to push them out, like these little cars and things like that. But when you really got stuck in this buckshot, you got a pair of oxen. They had plenty of oxen here then, cutting this timber out, you see.
Uh-huh.
Then you had to go to some plantation, get a mule, a pair of mule, and hook to it and pull you out.
I see. You mentioned buckshot. What other kind of land do you have?
Got sandy land and buckshot. You got two kinds here.
What's a gumbo?
That's buckshot.
Same thing.
Gumbo, yeah.
And that's just
tough black land is what it is.
Uh-huh. And what kind of tools did you have to learn to use? Did you have anything like looks like this that you put logs on to saw?
Well, they had 19 and 10. They put in a big mill, upright mill out there. And they had a carriage, you know, put them logs on, put them on, then saw them.
Mm-hmm. Would a farmer saw wood for himself?
In the summertime, they'd go in there and get naked with saws and axes and go back there.
Would they use anything like a sawbuck or sawhorse?
Well, they did that when they got it to the house, they use a sawbuck. Make it up like that, you know, and lay the logs in it.
I see.
But mostly it was just a saw and axe. Now, they got these other saws now that, you know, run with gasoline or electricity, either one.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, you can cut some timber.
How about things that carpenters would lay planks on? You mentioned
horses. They call them horses.
Horses.
Horse benches.
And you mentioned the millwright. He must have been a pretty good carpenter.
He was, yes. He was all right. Yeah.
What did you used to call a carpenter that wasn't much good? He worked hard, but he didn't really...
Well, of course, now, he had 5 men on him. A millwright, the biggest thing he did was just go around and see that the planks were cut and the doors in certain places, things like that, and the niggers did the rest of it.
Uh-huh.
They were just common carpenters, you called them, and paid them about 50... I think we paid them $1.50 a day. We paid that old millwright $4 a day, 6 days a week, and boarded him, you see.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call a carpenter jackleg carpenter?
Oh, you call them jacklegs. That's what these niggas on them, a jackleg.
And that means they're not too good?
Well, they're just common.
I see.
Can't do any fancy work. They got built cabins. Got lots of niggas now can build good cabins here.
Uh-huh.
And poor white folks.
Did you ever...
There wasn't many white folks. When I came in 1910, election 1911, this whole county, you know how many people voted? 276.
Is that all?
That's all. Now there's over 5,000.
Well, that's a big change.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, the niggers couldn't vote then. Or women either. Women didn't vote till...
Oh, that's right.
Up in the 40s, you see.
That's right. Did you ever hear this word jackleg? Did you ever hear it used to describe a preacher or a lawyer?
Yeah.